Yes, sir. Read this, and then two by two, pray read. And another angel came and stood at the altar, have a golden censer, and much incense was given to him to offer with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense went up with prayers of the saints out of the hand of the angel before God. And the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and cast it on the earth. And there were thunders and voices and lightnings and an earthquake. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on the earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Let's pray read two by two. Brothers and sisters, we'll look at this message. Let's read the message title. The prayer of administration and the prayer of authority. One more time. The prayer of administration and the prayer of authority. This whole series of messages in Thanksgiving Conference is a series. It's a very high opening of the truth to us. There is the ministry of the age. In order to complete the ministry of the age, we need the prayer of the age. So it first tells us, what is the prayer of the age? What's the goal? The focus is to have a glorious church. And we also need to know where we are. We are in a position of ascension. The prayer of the age is not praying from the earth and up to the heaven, but this is the prayer to carry out God's will. Message 2 then told us about what kind of prayer we should pray, the prayer of the revelation and prayer of experience. This is not for individual need, but it is for the church. So the church can carry out God's will on the earth. The church needed to be filled by the triune God, became the fullness of triune God, so that we can have such a prayer of the age. Then message 2 show us we need to have a proper attitude. Our will needs to be subdued. We need to refuse Satan's, reject Satan's will, and subdue to God's will. Then in message 4, because we have the proper seeing, proper vision, then we can enter into the name of the Lord Jesus. He has authorized his name to us, commit his name to us. If our will is not subdued, we will not be properly pray in his name. So today, we need to see our will is one with him, subdued by him, so we can enter into his name. So we can enter, his name is a sphere, an element. This element can enter into us. We can enter into him as a sphere. This is the praying in the name of the Lord Jesus. And today we need to pray in his name. He is now the all-inclusive spirit. Whenever we exercise our spirit, we can enter into his name. Through exercise of our spirit, calling upon his name, then we can enter into his name. To enter into his name many times is through the abiding, of his word. His word abiding us. We enjoy his word, and he strengthens us so that we can be completely mingled with him. There's a mutual abiding. Then this is the meaning of we are entered into his name and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then message 5 talk about the prayer of administration and the prayer of authority. Last week we talked about he has authorized us. It's authorized to the church, not to the individual. So there's a result. The result is toward man. First, toward man. Second, toward Satan. Third, toward God. Toward man. So man can be saved. They can be saved from the authority, under the authority of Satan. Through our intercession, they can be transferred into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And then toward God and toward Satan, is this message about prayer of the administration and prayer of authority. A prayer, and also what he has accomplished, his works. And this become the incense went up to the Father, so the Father can carry out his administration. Another result is toward Satan. Deal with Satan. And this is regard the authority that bound and loose what has been bound and loosed in the heavens. So this entire meeting, the messages in the conference is a whole series. This is the highest prayer. This is the most valid spirit with most spiritual values kind of prayer. This is what we need. We need this kind of prayer in order to participate in this kind of prayer. We need to turn to our spirit so we can enter into him. We can pay the price to come before his word, to let his word abide in us, its word dwell in us. The more his word dwells in us, then we'll be one with him. And then we can pray the prayer of administration, the prayer of authority. And then in the next message, we enter into the prayer of the intercession. This message has a very simple structure. The two Roman numerals. First, the incense altar is the center of God's administration, and the prayer offered at the incense altar governs the universe. Roman 2. The most important prayer and the most spiritual prayer is the prayer of authority. Roman numeral 1 is very deep and profound. Let's read Roman 1 again. The incense altar is the center of God's administration, and the prayer offered at the incense altar governs the universe. We know in the tabernacle, from the outer court, you have the altar, then you have then you enter into the holy place. You have the lampstand, the table, and then you enter into the Holy of Holies. You have the ark. In between the holy place and Holy of Holies, there's a golden altar. This is the center of God's administration. The prayer offered up in the golden altar is the altar governs the universe. Another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and much incense was given to him to offer with the prayer of all the saints upon the altar which was before the throne. Verse 4, and the smoke of the incense went up with the prayers of the saints out of the hand of the angel before him. This is the whole scenery in the heavens. The smoke of the incense and with the prayer of the saints. There's smokes of the incense, and there's also the prayer of the saints. Verse 5, and the angel took the censer and filled with it with the fire of the altar and cast it on the earth. Cast it to the earth, meaning that he would carry out his administration. There were thunders and voices and lightning and an earthquake. This is in order to carry out his universal administration. When there is such a scenery in the heavens, the prayer of the saints plus the smoke of the incense, God have received this before him. And then there, and this, the fire will be cast on the earth. So this kind of prayer, because our prayer, the prayer of the saints, went up, plus the incense, which is his supply, which mobilized God's universal administration by casting it on the earth. How about we look at some of this sub-point. Point A, the book of Revelation is a book of God's administration, a book of divine execution, revealing the throne of God and the divine administration throughout the universe. B, in Revelation, the executing center of God's administration is actually not the throne, but the incense altar, which is directly in front of the throne of God's authority. Point C, God's administration needs our prayers, which are a response to Christ's heavenly ministry. As we pray, he administrates, and as he administrates, we pray. We'll look at point D later. Point A, the book of Revelation. There is God's administration. This is not talk about the book of Revelation, but this is a reference of this book. It's of book of God's administration, a book of divine execution. Revelation 4:2, 3, 5, 9. Verse 2, immediately I was in spirit, and behold, there was a throne set in heaven. And this is the scenery in the heaven. Verse 3, and he who was sitting was like a jasper stone, and a sardius in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance. Jasper is rich in life, the emerald. Verse 3 is referred to the Father. Verse 5, and out of the throne come forth lightning and voices of thunders, and there were seven lampstands of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. This is spirit. Refer to spirit. The seven spirits. And then verse 9, and when the four living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits upon the throne, to him who lives forever and ever. The four living creatures represent all the creations. Revelation 5:6, I saw in the midst of the throne and of four living creatures, in the midst of the elders. Here you can see in the heaven, there is administration. There's the Father, there's the Spirit, there's all the creatures. This is a scenery of the universal administration. This is the picture of universal administration. So this point tells us that God has an administration. He has a divine execution. And he is the administrator. Point B, since there is an administration, the execution center is not the throne, but it's the incense altar. Because the incense altar is in front of the throne. Even the throne represents the authority. But the administration is carried out through the incense altar. There are incense, there's prayer of the saints so that God can administrate and execute. We read through Revelation 8, 3 and 5, through 5. It stood at the altar. The smoke, which is representing who Christ is and what he has accomplished, went up with the prayer of the saints so that God can carry out, execute his administration. Point C, talk about God's administration needs our prayer, which are at response to Christ's heavenly ministry. So when we pray, he administrates. And as he administrates, we pray. The more we pray, the more he administrates. The more he administrates, the more prayer we have. In the verses here, this point mainly talk about the God's administration needs man's prayer, or man's prayer is mobilized God's administration. So in this 3 point, talk about God has administration in the universe, and it's not initiate from the throne, but initiate from the golden and from the altar. And this altar has the smoke and the prayer of the saints, and then the God carry out his administration. Colossians 3, 1 and 2, if therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek things which are above and which is sitting on the right hand of God. 3, 2 says, set your mind on things which are above, not on the things which are on the earth. What is the things that are above? In the church, when we live Christ, in such a living is a correspondence, it's a response to Christ's heavenly ministry. Our prayer is a response to God's heavenly ministry. Whenever we set our mind and seek things which are above, then we are responding to God's heavenly ministry. Point D, as another angel, Christ executes God's administration over the earth at the incense altar by ministering to God as the high priest with the prayer of his saints, adding his incense to those prayers. This is something we not normally get into. How about we read a smaller point underneath it? Point one. The golden censer signifies the prayer of the saints, and the incense signifies Christ with all his merit added to the saints' prayer, so that their prayers offered upon the golden altar might be acceptable to God. Point A, the incense typifies the resurrected and ascended Christ as the unique one who is acceptable to God. B, the prayer that ascends to God as a sweet-smelling fragrance is God's administration. 1, The incense is our going to God with Christ and as Christ in prayer for God's enjoyment. Two, sisters, this kind of prayer simultaneously satisfies God with sweet fragrance and carry out God's economy, God's administration. Point two, when the prayers of the saints ascend to God with the incense of Christ, God carries out his administration. Point A, brothers, the incense ascended to God at the throne of administration, and God answers the saints' prayers. As a result, fire comes up down to earth to execute the divine judgment. Sisters B, the pouring out of God's answers to our prayers equals God's administration. C, altogether, this is a picture of the incense altar being the administrating center for God to execute his judgment in his administration. This portion talk about according to Exodus 34 to 38, chapter 30, verse 34 to 38. I encourage you to go back and read some of the verses in Exodus. Revelation 8, 3 to 5, we have read before. Another angel came and stood at an altar, having a golden censer, much incense. This is his merit, Christ's merit, added to Christ with all his merit, added to the saints' prayers. So this is Christ and with all his merit, plus all the prayers of the saints. And the smoke of the incense went up with the prayer of the saints out of the hand of the angel. So Christ and all his merit, plus the saints' prayer, went up to God. Christ is another angel. And his duty is to bring the saints of the prayer plus his own merit went up to the heavens so that God can be satisfied, so he can carry out his administration on the earth. Point D, simply say, Christ uses his merit plus the saints' prayer to carry out God's administration. God has an administration in the universe. The center, the administrating center, is the golden altar, which is the prayer of the saints. The prayer of the saints is mobilized God's administration. So in point D, talk about the prayer and the merit of Christ went up to God, and then God is satisfied, acceptable to God, and then carry out his administration. The incense typifies the resurrected and ascended Christ as the unique one who is acceptable to God. There are two footnotes. There's a footnote one. There's a footnote three. And Jehovah said to Moses, take fragrant spice, stake and oncha, and galbanum, fragrant spices with pure frankincense. This shall be an equal part of each, and you shall make it an incense, a perfume according to the perfumer's art, seasoned with salt, pure and holy. And you shall beat some of the very fine and put some of the before the testimony of the tent of meeting, where I will meet you, where you shall be to you most holy. The footnote in verse 35, we talk about the ointment. We are anointed. Ointment, but we haven't heard much about incense. The ointment is the all-inclusive spirit. The ointment is regarding the all-inclusive spirit. It's come from God to man, so that man can be can take part in God. Christ became the all-inclusive spirit to allow God to reach man, so man can partake of God. The incense represent Christ as our prayer from man. So ointment is from God to man, and incense is from man to God. What is the prayer of the administration? So the incense, to, the smoke went up to satisfy and acceptable to God. So God carried out his administration. The incense typified the resurrected and ascended Christ, and as a unique one who is acceptable to God. He is the only one acceptable to God. The prayer ascended to God as a sweet smelling fragrance. It's God's administration. The incense is our goal, going to God with Christ and ask Christ in prayer for God's enjoyment. Our prayer needs to be prayer going up to God with Christ. It's not our own word. Our prayer needs to be expresses His will. Our will is subdued unto Him. We enter into the reality of His name. So our prayer will go into God with Christ, as Christ in prayer for God's enjoyment. This kind of prayer satisfies God simultaneously and carry out God's economy. And the footnote in Exodus is, when the prayer of the saints ascended to God with the incense of Christ, God carried out His administration. God, to care for God to carry out His administration, it needs our prayer went up to Him. Point A, the incense ascended to God at a throne administration. God answers the saints' prayer. As a result, fire comes down to earth to execute the divine judgment. This has come from Revelation 8:3-5. The pouring out of God's answer to our prayer equals God's administration. So God's administration is an answer, God's answer to our prayer. Point C says this is the picture of the incense altar being the administrating center for God to execute His judgment in His administration. Even though we're probably not very familiar with this concept in this Roman numerals, maybe we can review this. This message is not an individual unit. It's connected with all the preceding messages. The Lord needs a prayer of the age so He can have a glorious church. This glorious, we need to have prayer of the body, prayer of the age for revelation and experience. We need to be under his will, subdued by his will. And then we can enter into the reality of his name. So we're completely mingled with him. So we can have prayer of such a prayer. Prayer would carry out God's administration. In this administration, prayer of the administration, this incense altar offers at the incense altar governs the universe, because God, he is the King of kings, King of all creation. The center of the God's administration is the incense altar. The throne is almost like the Washington, D.C. In America. The incense altar is like the White House. The Washington, City, D.C. is the city, the capital. The real administration center is the White House. So we know the administrating center is the incense altar. The prayer also move God's move,
and
our prayer went up as a smoke with Christ's merit. How about 2x2? We speak about these four sub-points. And some of the detail points we can go back and study. How about 2x2? Speak about this Roman numeral regarding the prayer of administration. Okay, we just continue. In this Roman numeral, we know our prayer can affect the administration in the universe. We need his ointment to come to us, but he also needs incense. He has accomplished everything. So he's waiting for our prayer as the incense, and what he accomplished and his merit will be added to our prayer, went up to the Father, to God. This morning, he authorized the name to us. So saints, Wednesday night, I want to give you this commercial again. This is very important. It's too important. The Wednesday prayer meeting. When we are in the body, in prayer, as the church, we are accepting his authority, his authorization. So, and then our prayer is like the incense, along with his merit, and went up to the throne, to the heavens. The second Roman numeral talked about the most important prayer and the most spiritual prayer is the prayer of authority. The verses underneath the Roman 2, Matthew 18:18, that whatever you bind on the earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth shall have been loose in heaven. This is authority, the prayer of authority. Mark 11:20-21, this portion, as this is the Lord's pattern, as they passed by in the morning, and they saw a fig tree withered from the roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, behold, the fig tree which you cursed has withered. And he was speaking about the authority. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, that whoever says to the mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says happens, he will have it. Verse 24, for this reason I say to you, all things that you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and you will have them. We will talk about this mountain. Don't think about a physical mountain. It's not a Mount Himalaya. It's not a Mount Tai, Mount Huang. Mountain is a barrier before us that for us to go to God. This big mountain is in our heart. There's a hymn that his love pour into us, and the mountain will be melted. This mountain is ourself. It's a high mountain. Just like the archangel's prayer, I will, with five I will. But the Lord Jesus have a seven step of humbling himself. The mountain, many times it's positive. The Lord bring the disciples up to the mountain and transfigured. We have a hymn ask us to be brought up to the high mountain. There's no barrier, no veil. But many times we have mountain in ourselves. Sometimes when we have some accomplishment on the earth, then there is a high mountain in us to block us from going to God. Don't think about this mountain as a physical thing. There are eight sub-points. How about two by two? You can read the 8 points. Read through them pretty quickly. A, the prayer of authority is a command based on authority. B, the prayer of authority has two aspects, binding and loosing. C, praying with authority is praying the prayer of Mark 11:20-24, a prayer that is directed not to God, but to this mountain. D, when the church prays with authority, it rules over Hades. It rules over Hades. E, if we would pray the prayer of authority, we must first submit to God's authority ourselves. Unless we submit to God's authority with respect to his position and to his authority in our daily living and in all practical matters, we cannot pray with authority. F, the prayer of authority has heaven as its starting point and earth as its destination. G, the position of prayer is ascension, and the authority of prayer is also ascension. All prayers in ascension are prayers of authority. H, when we come to the point where we have the heavenly position and the heavenly authority and are thus able to utter forth authoritative prayers, we are on the throne, reigning with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this is the most important prayer, the most spiritual prayer. When we get to the point H, not only our prayer reaching the throne, but we are reigning with the Lord. This is the most important and most spiritual prayer. How about we see the thoughts in through this 8 point. Point, maybe you can study further, but here, point A talk about what is the prayer of the authority? It's a definition. And then point B, talk about the purpose, binding and losing. Point C, talk about the direction of prayer. It's prayer toward the direction. It's toward the mountains. So this mountain. Point D is the prayer, is the rules over Hades. Point E, talk about there's a prerequisite. We need to be first, submit to God's authority ourselves. Otherwise, we will not be able to carry out His. F, talk about the position of from the heaven down to earth as the destination. So the starting point is the heaven, and then ends destination is the earth. And point G, talk about the authority is also is ascension. All prayers and ascension, a prayer of authority. And point H, the result, the issue, that we can be reigning with Him, to rule with Him on the throne. This is most important and most spiritual. When this prayer is prayed toward God, pray toward God, and then we carry out God's move. But point this prayer toward Satan, to the enemy, and then the next message we talk about when there is a prayer of intercession is toward man. Point A, the prayer of authority is a command based on authority. Isaiah 45:11. Let's read this together. Thus says Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel, and the one who formed him, ask me about the things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands. Command me. We can inquire of God. How can we dare to command? Command me. This is what the Lord says. Concerning the work, ask me about the things to concerning things to come concerning my sons. This is not just our future of our own son, but this is ask about the things to come concerning my sons, and also concerning the work of my hands. This is God's work, God's hand, in God's the work of God's hand. This is for God's sons, the things to come concerning God's sons. Command me. The point one says the prayer of authority is commending prayer. It's a commending prayer. Point two, if we wish to have weighty and variable prayer before God, we need to be able to give out some authoritative command before God. Mark 11:23, let's read it again. Truly I say to you, that whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says happens, he will have it. First, we need to know, this is not a begging prayer or asking for things. This is an execution. This is a commending prayer. Point B, the prayer, what's the purpose? The prayer of the authority is to bind and loose. Matthew 18:18, we have read. The two points. Ordinary prayer are prayers that ask God to bind and loose. Prayer with authority are those in which we bind and loose by exercising spirit authority. You're not asking. Ask God to bind and loose. But he asks whatever you lose on the earth shall have been loosened in heaven. Whatever you bind on the earth shall have been bound in heaven. So there's no need to ask. In Moses also there's some experience. Point C, this is talk about the direction of prayer. Is not pray toward God, but toward this mountain. Point A, brother, read A. One, a prayer with authority does not ask God to do something. Rather, it exercises God's authority and applies this authority to deal with the problem and things that ought to be removed. It's the problem. Things ought to be removed. This is regarding the mountain. Sisters, point two. A prayer with authority is not asking God directly. Rather, it is dealing with the problem by directly applying God's authority. Three, the most important work of the overcomers is to bring the authority of the throne to earth. If we want to be an overcomer, we must learn to pray with authority and speak to the mountain. Under point two, this Exodus 14, verse 15, they left Egypt. The children of Israel cried to Moses, why do you cry out to me? Tell the children of Israel to move forward, and you lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. So you need to change your direction of prayer. Don't cry it out to me. You stretch out your hand and command the sea. So we need to learn to have a commending prayer. So verse 27, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its level when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians. The sea opened up, and the sea also returned. The prayer, the problem is the sea, so we need to pray toward the sea. Point three is important. We all have a earnest desire to be the overcomers. The most important work of the overcomers is to bring the authority of the throne to earth. Even though we don't know how, but we want to learn. We're willing to learn to pray. To pray in such a prayer. Revelation 11:15, and the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. He will reign forever and ever. Revelation 12:10, I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now have come the salvation and the power of the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, for the accuser of our brothers has been cast down. Amen. In the previous verse, talk about the kingdom. And this verse talk about the accuser has been cast down. So the heavenly authority has been executed on the earth. Point D. Today in the church, church prays. Prays with authority. It rules over Hades. Matthew 16:18. This is very important. Let's read it. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. This is the first mentioning of the church in the New Testament Bible. The church. God, the Lord will build, I will build my church. This church is the gate of Hades shall not prevail against it. The gates of Hades. Hades has doors, has gates. But we can rule the Hades. Point one. The church has authority to rule over every satanic thing. Sisters, two. The church should subdue all the activities of the evil spirit by means of prayer and should exercise dominion through prayer. Has authority to rule over every satanic thing. To rule, but also to subdue all the activities of the evil spirit. In Luke 17:10-17, the disciples were sent. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I was watching Satan fall like lightning out of heaven. Behold, I have given you the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The serpents and scorpion is not the physical snake. This is Satan and his followers. And this is his follower, scorpion. Serpent, Satan, and scorpion is... are the demons. What the Lord giving us? Giving us the authority. The authority over the power of the enemy. Here's the truth. The authority is over power. We are even a little smaller than angel. But Christ never gave authority to angel. But he gave us the authority. The truck is very powerful. Even the traffic light has very powerful. But the traffic light is the authority. The truck has the power. When the traffic light shows stopped and the power will stop. Regardless how much power you have, when the policeman has the uniform, he has the authority over the power, over the truck. They'll be under his direction. Point E. This is a prerequisite. We want to have a prayer to express His will. Our will needs to be subdued under God's will. We must submit our authority to God's authority. His name is a sphere. We need to enter into such a sphere. He is spirit, so we need to exercise our spirit. If we are not in our spirit, we're not able to enter into his sphere. He also needs to enter into us. How can he come into us? He's came to us through word. The reality of his name come into us. If we need to pray the prayer of the authority, we must first submit to God's authority ourselves. Unless we submit to God's authority with respect to His position and His authority in our daily living and in all practical manners, we cannot pray with authority. This is not daily living in the practical matters. Sometimes we say, well, I'm submissive in our mouth. This is a prerequisite, not only in position, but also in our daily living, in all practical matters. We need to be submissive, even inwardly. We need to have such a practice and living. 1 Peter 5:6, therefore be humble under the mighty hand of God, and he may exalt you in due time. In the epistles of Peter's, you need humble under the mighty hand of God. He may exalt you in due time. So maybe the time is not for us to be exalted yet. Our glory is in the future. Today we need to endure. If today is not for us to be manifested, today we need to be submissive. We need to humble ourselves. This is a prerequisite of the prayer of the authority. So F talked about the position. The starting point is the heaven and earth as its destination. Song of Songs 4:8, come with me from Lebanon, my bride. With me from Lebanon come. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Snir and Hermon. Lebanon, meaning the ascending heaven. Come with me from Lebanon. We come with the Lord from the heavenly position. Amana, talk about the truth. Sneer is overcoming. We come with him from the overcoming, from his triumph, from his truth, and then we can carry out what he wants to carry out. Song of Songs 6:10. Who is this woman who looked forth like the dawn, as beautiful as the moon? The sun and moons are the and this light become the light barrier, as clear as the sun. This is the heavenly light barrier. There are two sub-points here. Point one, brothers, of prayer with authority is prayer from heaven to earth. It begins from a heavenly position and goes downward from heaven to earth. Sisters, to pray downward is to stand in the position that Christ has given us in the heavenlies, to command Satan with authority and reject all his works, and to proclaim with authority that all God's commands should be accomplished. This is a prayer of authority. When the Lord teach us to pray, Matthew 6:9, you should pray this way: Our Father who is in heaven, your name be sanctified, your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth. So you bring things from heaven to earth. Point G, the authority, the position of prayer is ascension, the authority of prayer is also ascension. All prayers in ascension are prayer of authority. Point one, the prayer of authority is the prayer of by one who is able to give out commands by standing in the position of ascension. Two, if we are in the position of ascension, our prayer will be equal to God's administration. It will be the execution of his command. This is very clear. Point H, when we come to the point where we have the heavenly position and heavenly authority, and are thus able to utter forth authoritative prayer, we are on the throne, reigning with the Lord. There are four verses here. Ephesians 2:5-6. Even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. Verse 6, raise us up together with him, seated us together with him in the heavenlies. We are made alive, we're in, raised up, and we also sitting together with him in the heavenlies. Revelation 3:21, we are sitting. Whoever's overcome sits with my Father on his throne. Ezekiel 1:26, and above the expanse that was over their head like was like a throne, like the appearance of the sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was one in appearance like a man above it. So this is God and this is man. Point one. How about we read, brothers? At this time, our prayer is not only an authoritative prayer, but also a reigning prayer. Our prayer becomes God's demonstration, the execution of God's rule. Point two, if we are willing to learn, we will arrive at the place where we can utter such prayer for fulfillment of God's eternal purpose. This is very clear. First point, talk about we not only has an authoritative prayer, but it's a reigning prayer. The authoritative prayer is like we've been authorized, but reigning prayer is where we execute God's administration. Point two, talk about we are willing to learn. We need to learn, then we will arrive at a place we can utter such a prayer for the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose. So the purpose was to satisfy, to fulfill God's eternal purpose and his economy. How about we review the Roman numeral 2, and then we can speak 2 by 2. May the Lord give us such a burden. Through this point, the Lord can enlighten us so we can prophesy accordingly. The prayer of authority is the most important prayer and most spiritual prayer. This is a commending prayer. It will bring us to the heavens to carry out his administration. What is the prayer of authority? It's a commending prayer. This is concerning the things to come concerning God's Son, concerning the work of God's hand. The prayer mainly regarding the binding and losing. Our time need to be loosened. The enemy has so many snares, so many tactics. And this prayer has a direction. The prayer is not prayed direct to the mountain, to God, but it's to the mountain. Just like Moses commanded the sea to be divided, to command the sea to be returned. And today, in the church, has the authority. The church can rule over Hades. The Lord showed that he will build his church. The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. So the church has authority to rule over everything from Satan. Even though Satan has the power, but we have authority. Our authority is over power. When we have such a prayer of authority, that we must submit to God's authority. Not only our attitude, we're submissive, but our living, our daily living, and in practical matters, we need to be humbled. We need to be to given the preeminence to be the head. The prayer of authority also has a position. The starting point is the heaven. We are in the position of from the heaven and toward the earth. The prayer of it's an ascension. The authority of prayer is also the ascension. All the prayer and ascension are prayer of authority. Romans 5:17 talk about we need to be reigning in life. 5:21 says we need to be saved. This kind of prayer. The prayer, this is such a prayer that we need to learn. And we were willing to learn. We learn, and eventually we will arrive at a place we can utter such a prayer for the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose. How about two by two, we can learn to speak this point. Point Roman numeral two. How do we learn? How do we learn? Philippians 5-8. Philippians, that we need to set our mind on the things that are above. This last week, we pray concerning right before this portion, there are seven steps of humbling. Isaiah 14, there are five I will. He's continued to... the Lord Jesus is continuing to humble himself. We need to learn. Lord said, we need to learn from me. You need to deny yourself. You want to follow me. Then turn to the Lord and take up our own cross. Accept all the... And we're learning to submit ourselves. We die on the cross. We need to take up our own cross, deny ourselves. And follow me. And we can deny ourselves, we bear the cross, and then his reach can be filled us. To follow him is that we enjoy him and follow him. To pay the price. We need to pay the price. To have the prayer of authority, we need to pay the price. To have the prayer of the administration, we need to pay the price. Philippians 5. I just remind the brothers in opening, there are many verses this week. Those verses are very, when we read the outline, and then we can refer to the verses that the outline was based on. There are only two major points. The opening brother do not need to touch the small point. maybe the major point and then the, some of the sub-points. So the opening, they can give us a structure of the... we need the prayer of the saints and then the merit of Christ and his merit and become the incense. So this is a prayer of demonstration. And then the prayer of the authority. We have this position. We need to take this authority. We are the one first submit to this authority. The Lord Jesus gave us his pattern. He humbled himself step by step. And he humbled himself unto death. And death unto on the cross. It's not a very glorious death. But it, even people mocking him, if you are the Son of God, you can come down from the cross. But when he humbled himself, the law has raised him to the highest point. We need to be submissive and die on the cross. And then we can use this authority. Thank the Lord. So we stop here.